Procter & Gamble of Cincinnati finds itself with a big problem today in Latin America.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the global perspective on business and the economy. The biggest soap and household products company on the planet has been ordered to suspend its operations in Argentina. The Argentine government accuses Procter & Gamble of an elaborate tax swindle. The BBC's Jonathan Fruin is following this for us. Jonathan, what is the accusation?
Well, the Argentine authorities, David, reckon that P&G has been inflating the value of imports of goods to the country to the tune of around $140 million. Now, that would reduce the company's tax bill, and Argentina's tax authority, the AFIP, says it's fraud, which the company obviously denies. They say that they don't pursue what they call aggressive tax practices as they don't produce sustainable results.
But, Jonathan, the tax authority in Argentina says P&G has to suspend operations in that country. What does that mean?
Not entirely clear as yet, David. Presumably, it could mean literally pulling P&G brands off the shelves. We're talking about Head & Shoulders shampoo, Gillette razors, Pampers diapers, and a whole range of other things. More likely, though, I suspect it could mean temporarily closing down P&G's plants in the country. They've got three manufacturing facilities and a couple of distribution centres and have been operating in the country since 1991. Now, how big a deal is that for P&G? It's difficult to say because the company doesn't break down its sales in Argentina, but of net sales of upwards of $80 billion last year, 10% of that, according to P&G, comes from Latin America. So we're looking at probably upwards of $1 billion. And, you know, it's worth noting that P&G did have a row back in 2006 with Argentina. It bowed to pressure in the end from the government to freeze prices of 31 products for a year to help combat inflation.
All right. The BBC's Jonathan Fruin in London. Thank you.
Thank you, David.
The global banking giant HSBC is preparing for the storm. As part of its quarterly profits report today, the former Hong Kong and Shanghai bank, based in London, says it's putting $378 million into safekeeping in case it has to use the money to settle with British financial regulators. HSBC is among the banks implicated in a scandal over price fixing in the foreign exchange markets. The bank also revealed profits that were weaker than expected, and its stock is down 1.1% in London. Now let's do some other numbers. The 100-share index in aforementioned London is down 0.4%. Dow, S&P, and Nasdaq futures are down. The euro is down 0.2% to just under $1.25. The dollar is up 1% to 113.4 Japanese yen. The boss at one of the most recognizable brands in America stopped by the other day. Howard Schultz, CEO of Starbucks, has a new book that comes out tomorrow. It's titled For Love of Country, What Our Veterans Can Teach Us About Citizenship, Heroism, and Sacrifice. His co-author also came in, Rajiv Chandrasekharan, a Washington Post reporter who covered the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. Starbucks has pledged to hire 10,000 veterans and their spouses within 5 years. Beyond that, I started by asking Howard Schultz, why this focus now?
The problem is, because it has been an all-volunteer service, a tiny, de minimis portion of the American society has been engaged in the war. We don't want the sacrifice that has been made by so many people to be left to just a blur. We have to do something about it.
Mr. Chandrasekharan, this connects to policy. Ultimately, you write a book like this because you want public policy, really, to change. In what ways?
One is to get Washington to coalesce around the importance of doing right by our veterans. But it's important for the American public to become more deeply engaged.
The people who have served have extraordinary skills, high degree of ethics and integrity. There would be a significant loss if we don't recognize the value that the military can bring to the business community and the American society at large. And this is just good business. This is not charity. This is not pity. This is the right thing to do for them and for us.
I was looking at this. I think it was a Prudential Financial Survey. It was 4 out of 10 veterans think they're not ready to return to the civilian workforce. So not only does society have to come along, but it sounds like veterans realize they need to prepare in somehow a different way.
There is a genuine skills gap here. A lot of the men and women who've served have some very specific technical skills. In some cases, they can easily be translatable. In other cases, there's going to be some additional training that they need. We're fortunate that we have a very generous GI Bill, but they have to seize those opportunities. And then it's incumbent upon employers to help to offer training programs to help take some of these individuals and to get them into successful, fulfilling jobs.
Because that was part of the promise made to people who sign up for military service. They're serving their country. That may be paramount. But also, if you've seen any of the recruiting ads, it's about this could lead to a decent job. And when you say that many feel unready, I think it's very telling.
We're not here to criticize the government, but I think it's fair to say that the government does a much better job of sending young people to war than they do bringing them home. Private citizens and businesses and business leaders have a deeper responsibility today to recognize our part in all of this. And I think that's one of the aspects of the book, to demonstrate that we have to do more.
And what we want to do is change that national conversation. And here was a visionary business leader who wanted to take a leadership role in that.
He's pointing at Howard Schultz right now.
Yes.
Thank you.
Howard Schultz runs a little outfit called Starbucks. Rajiv Chandrasekaran is a Washington Post correspondent. Their book is called For Love of Country. Gentlemen, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Among the catalysts for Schultz on this project here was his own father's military service and also getting to know former Defense Secretary Robert Gates, who was on the Starbucks board. The director's cut of our interview will be at marketplace.org later today. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.